Hello, listeners. Welcome to Health Talk Radio Africa. Listeners, the drought is going strong in Eastern Africa as well as other parts of the continent. Have you ever found yourself walking around in extreme heat only to find out that you do not have enough water to drink? Even worse, there's no place near you with water. When you eventually find water, you are reluctant to drink it because of the debris and the smell. No, I'm not talking about the dry rural areas, but inside the urban environment and informal settlements such as slum areas, water is scarce. Water is scarce. Water is such a precious item that even asking a neighbor for water is a big deal today. I'm Dr. Mary Mugambi at Health Talk Radio Africa, coming to you from Nairobi, Kenya. Today's podcast is brought to you by Anyumi Prosthetics. We will talk about why water is life. Without it, the human body would be normal. Listeners, how many times have you heard the phrase, water is life? How much water do you need to stay alive anyway? When you look at the dietary recommended intake guidelines, also known as the DRIs, an adult female needs 2.7 liters of fluid per day, while a man needs a lot more of up to 3.7 liters per day. A female child needs 2.7 liters, while a male child needs just above 3 liters per day. An infant needs 1 liter per day. Yes, water is life. A healthy adult can live up to 10 days without water, and a child just 5 days without water before death takes place. On the other hand, a healthy adult can survive for several weeks without food. Listeners, can you believe it? Lack of water kills a human much faster than lack of food. So why is water so essential to the human body? While all metabolic reactions inside the body require water, water makes up a large percentage of each body cell in your body. It is critical for digestion, absorption of nutrients, and even excretion of human waste. Most of the nutrients from food you eat are transported by water inside the body. And don't forget, the blood flowing through your body has a large amount of water in it. Loss of 20% of body water leads to death. Loss of 10% leads to damage of major body organs and function. So yes, water is life. Without water, the human body cannot function at all. Listeners, in this hot weather that is affecting Africa and the heat waves around different parts of the world, can you recognize the signs of dehydration on a loved one or even yourself? Young children and infants cannot verbalize or say they are thirsty. So it is a good idea to spot dehydration from far away. Watch out for headaches, lightheadedness, sunken eyes, dry tissues of the mouth and nose, fatigue, poor appetite, and concentrated urine. The skin also has telltale signs of dehydration. It is not elastic and does not pull back easily when you pull it. Difficulty in passing stool can be a sign that the body needs water. When you finally get water, do you drink it immediately? I suggest you do not drink it immediately. Ensure that it is safe to drink. Getting clean water is a tall order in many parts of the world, especially for us here south of the Sahara. Do not assume that just because water is flowing from a pipe is safe to drink. Many shocking scandals from many African countries have revealed that piped water is often not clean. Always boil the water, then cool it before using it for drinking or cooking. If the water is full of dust and debris, best to use alum, otherwise known as aluminium sulfate. The alum makes the dust and debris collect at the bottom of the container. After using alum, let the water stand for 30 minutes before using it for drinking or cooking. Listeners, there are those people who cannot tolerate the taste of plain water, especially after drinking 2 to 3 glasses. They say, I'm not drinking anymore. They get bored with plain water, and this cuts across all age groups. Yet the body needs fluid. How do you get people bored with water to drink more? There are creative ways to get the reluctant person to drink more water. The ways to flavor water are endless. One just needs to get creative. Here are a few tips for you to try at home. Let's talk about fresh crushed ginger. Fresh crushed ginger has been used for hundreds of years. Crushed ginger put into a thermos of hot water and left to stand all day can make delicious, flavorful hot water, which can be sipped all day like a tea. Even better, the fresh ginger contains a powerful antioxidant called gingerol that boosts immunity, and this becomes an added bonus. Or even a few drops of lemon juice added to water adds real good flavor. The lemon juice also adds vitamin C, another powerful antioxidant that boosts immunity. After squeezing out the juice from citrus like lemons and oranges, one can grate the peel of the lemon or the orange and put the grated peel inside warm water and let it stand for a few minutes, and you will get orange or lemon tasting water. One can get creative with fresh herbs. Fresh rosemary in a glass of warm water makes for a distinctly different taste. Slices of cucumber with sprigs of mint in a big tumbler of cool water makes for a refreshing drink on a sizzling hot day. A lady once described how she beat the caffeine habit in the morning by adding a small amount of turmeric with black pepper in hot water. This way she was able to stop drinking huge amounts of coffee. For the adventurous people, infusing water with spices or combination of spices can be totally rewarding. Spices can be infused into warm or hot water to make really interesting beverages. Spices ranging from cinnamon, basil, cumin, jera, cloves. The Asian community is really good at this. The world of herbs can be equally interesting. Adding herbs into hot water has been done for hundreds of years, and even for yourself. Have you ever heard of herbal tea? Herbs ranging from lemongrass, chamomile, hibiscus, moringa, and many more can really boost your fluid intake. Oh, don't forget the slices of fresh fruit in a jug of water can make excellent flavored water. Pieces of pineapple, mango, and slices of citrus fruit such as lemons, orange, or grapefruit can create great tasting water. The best part is that some of the nutrients in the fruit get infused into the water, giving the person an added bonus. Listeners, you will agree with me that there are endless ways to make plain water interesting to drink. One does not have to force themselves to drink plain water once they get bored with it. Listeners, water is life, so drink enough of it. Develop a habit of carrying a bottle of water with you when you leave your home. You avoid having to ask strangers or neighbors for water. You also avoid buying water or drinking water that you are not sure if it is clean or not. Even better, you avoid a lot of waterborne illnesses. This is especially true for young school-going children. Giving your child a bottle of water, clean water, in the morning before they leave for school will save them from thirst during the school day or from many illnesses brought on by drinking dirty water. Thank you, listeners, for joining me here at Health Talk Radio Africa. Today's episode was brought to you by A New Me Prosthetics. I also welcome your comments on the program. Just drop me an email at Health Talk Radio Africa. I also thank the listeners and the friends and colleagues who have reached out to me. You have really warmed my heart. Please subscribe to the program and share with friends. Until next time, listeners, eat healthy so you can live happy. Bye. Bye-bye.